Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now for the second of our conversations with the two leading candidates in the 6th Congressional District on the North Shore, the seat currently held by Democratic Congressman John Tierney. Yesterday in this time slot, we heard from Tierney's Republican rival, Richard Tesei, who said that he'd be a moderate voice in Congress who can work across party lines.
Washington has become dysfunctional. You have people down there who are putting party before what's right for the country.
Today we hear from Congressman John Tierney, who met with us at Petrillo's Restaurant in Peabody. We started by asking Tierney if he's reelected and Republicans keep control of the House, would it be difficult for him to work across party lines and get legislation passed?
I've had no problem, you know, with individuals in the House working with different bills on that. I think it's their leadership, and I think that's why it's important the Democrats get the leadership back, because they've shown that they are willing, on too many occasions, to just bring things to a halt.
This campaign between you and your Republican opponent, Richard Tesei, has been such a hard-fought, very bitter campaign. You think you can erase the partisan bitterness and work across the aisle?
Well, look, the partisanship on this race comes from, you know, the right-wing zealots that he's aligned himself with. I mean, he went to Washington and he asked, you know, the Republicans down there, the right-wingers, to fund his campaign and do his strategy. They agreed, and they do this smear thing, and they're doing it all across the country. We're going to have to work at resolving that issue, convincing them that this is not the way that America works or that the political system works. But when we're in a majority, we've got a history reaching across the aisle.
Let me talk about an issue that is going to be very partisan when it comes up on Capitol Hill, if Mitt Romney is the next president. One of his priorities, of course, he's already said it, is going to be to try and immediately overturn the national health care law. You support it. You think it's a lost cause if Romney gets in?
I think the public is not going to go along with somebody who wants to no longer let, you know, children until they're 26 be on their parents' policy if they're not covered. They're not going to go along with putting back in annual and lifetime caps. They're not going to go along with pre-existing conditions. I think it's a lost cause for Mitt Romney to think that he's going to do that unilaterally any other way.
Let's talk about the campaign for a few minutes. The most recent independent poll out of the University of New Hampshire for the Boston Globe last month showed Tesei with a very slight lead, 37% to 31%. But nearly a third of the voters in that poll were undecided. Some analysts have said there shouldn't be that many undecided voters, considering that John Tierney's been in office for 16 years, because people know you. Why do you think so many people are up in the air?
Well, I think there's a degree of people that are undecided because the Tea Party and the right wing and my opponent have spent $3 or 4 million, you know, trying to instill doubt on people or whatever. And they try to raise the noise so loud that they don't want the answers and the truth to get through.
Let's talk about the noise and what's caused the noise. A lot of the voter uncertainty or the voter questions in this campaign revolved around the legal troubles of your wife and her brothers. She served a month in prison for willful blindness for helping them file false tax returns from an illegal gambling ring. Tesei, as you know, has really pounded away on this, and you fired back. Why shouldn't this be fair game?
This is my brother-in-law's stuff going on. My wife helped his children. You know, she was doing the best that she could. There's no unpaid taxes that I know about in either her brother's account, certainly not in ours. And, you know, she took responsibility for saying maybe she should have asked more questions. But the fact of the matter is that had nothing to do with me. Look, it's a way of distracting people off of the real issues.
But there is a little more to it, it seems, at least in the mind of voters. At least in this way, a WBUR poll taken at the beginning of last month showed that only 19% of likely voters thought you were honest. You know, the question is, how could you not know?
Well, let's answer the first part of that. When I say to people, what is it you think I did wrong? They say, well, I don't know, but boy, I've seen all this nasty stuff on TV. This is exactly the point.
But for those people who have been influenced by that $4 million in advertising and have questions, tell them right now why they should trust you and give you another term.
Because for 16 years, my honesty and integrity has been unquestioned. Right? I have fought for the middle class and fought for them in every way. I'm the one that stood up for education, fought up for Workforce Investment Act to make sure people have job training with success. So my performance down the line has been something they can count on, as is my honesty and my integrity.
Do you think it was going to be this hard to run again?
No, because I tell you, Bob, I didn't think anybody would be as low as my opponent has been to go and attack my wife and try to get me through her family and her. You know, if it's not about her, why is her picture on every single handout that he puts out? Why is she involved in his TV advertisement or whatever? I just think that that's a reflection on him more than anything else, and I think it's a lack of courage, and I think it's really shameful. Not attacked his family. You know, God knows from what I hear is playing out there, but I haven't said a word. You know, I've been running this campaign on the issues and what he says about what he would do and what I say about what I would do and what I've done for 16 years.
You're going to pull this out?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thin margin for you?
I think it'll be tight, but I think in the end, people are going to come back to my column and the Democratic column, and we're going to win.
Congressman John Tierney, thank you very much for meeting us here in Peabody.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Massachusetts Congressman John Tierney, who is running for re-election in the 6th District. To hear the interview with his Republican challenger, former State Senator Richard Tesei, and for all our election coverage, go to our website, wbur.org.